La Morte d'Arthur by Sir Thomas Malory. Read by Derek Jacobi. It befell in the days of Uther Pendragon, when he was king of all England and so reigned, that there was a mighty duke in Cornwall that held war against him long time. And the duke was called the Duke of Tintagel. And so, by means, King Uther sent for this duke, charging him to bring his wife with him, for she was called a fair lady and a passing wise, and her name was called Igraine. So when the duke and his wife were coming unto the king, by the means of great lords, they were accorded both. The king liked and loved this lady well, and he made them great cheer out of measure, and desired to have lain by her. But she was a passing good woman, and would not assent unto the king. And then she told the duke her husband, and said, "I suppose that we were sent for that I should be dishonoured. Wherefore, husband, I counsel you, that we depart from hence suddenly, that we may ride all night unto our own castle." And in like wise as she said, so they departed, that neither the king nor none of his council were ware of their departing. As soon as King Uther knew of their departing so suddenly, he was wonderly wroth. Then he called to him his privy council, and told them of the sudden departing of the duke and his wife. Then they advised the king to send for the duke and his wife by a great charge. "And if he will not come at your summons, then have ye cause to make mighty war upon him."